get up to $1,000 off the ticketed price on 55-inch and above 4K Ultra HD TVs. Visit bingley.com.au for full T's and C's. Hurry and Sunday. Only at the home of TV, Bingley.
Take Dad to the Maury Cup Father's Day races, Sunday, September 3. Entry is just $10. There'll be a kids' corner with stacks of fun and activities, Calcutta on the cup, and a courtesy bus after the last. Trainers and owners will buy for a $10,000 bonus. Conditions apply. Proudly supported by Maury Tyre Power, Campbell Fuel Service, and Stevens Bus Jewelers. That's the Maury Cup on Father's Day, Sunday, September 3. Gates open 11:30. First of 8 at 12:50. Sky Sports Radio presents the latest in greyhound racing every Monday morning. Going Greyhounds host Dave Carlson speaks with owners, trainers and club officials and spots the future winners. Monday mornings, 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio. Pacing Rewind is brought to you by Bling It On and For a Reason. To book your mare this season, go to comedyequine.com.au.
And on this morning's edition of Pacing Rewind, well, we'll be looking ahead. We'll be looking ahead to Melton this afternoon and preview the big Group 1 card there. It's Breeders' Crown Finals Day. And Greg Hayes, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Simon. It is going to be an absolute cracker of an afternoon. The weather's not playing fair at the moment. Mother Nature raining on the Breeders' Crown Parade, but the racing action will make sure that everyone who's trackside and watching on Sky Racing has a fantastic afternoon.
So the Bureau's saying the rain will hang around, do you know?
Yeah, look, they're suggesting there'll be rain squalls right throughout the day, which is, that's for Melbourne, obviously Melton a little bit further out, but fingers crossed that the rain doesn't play too much of an effect on the entire meeting this afternoon.
Okay, Greg, we'll take a look at the card and the latest tab fixed odds in just a moment. Adam Hamilton is on the other line. Adam, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. Really excited, already on the way to Melton. Hayes captured it exceptionally well. This is a magical race day. Just about one of my favourite race days anywhere in the world. And yeah, the weather's not great, but really got a lot to look forward to. The 8 Group 1s and 2 Group 2s.
Righto. Well, let's take a look at the first race. The first of the Group 1s is for the two-year-old Trotting Colts and Geldings. And there's just the one scratching. Number 13, Tomahawk Phoenix, has come out the emergency. And Hazy, we've got a pretty short favourite here. Wobblies at $1.10. And the only runner in single figures.
Yeah, Wobbly will be the banker for many people's all-ups on the afternoon. Through a tab fixed odds, opened up $1.04, out to $1.10. His last defeat was back on the 16th of March at Maryborough. He's won 9 of his 11 starts, including the Vic Red and the Redwood as well. So he should be winning this. Even if he does something wrong in the early stages, you still think he'd be too good. Trifecta chances, LaGrange for Anton Galino, beautifully bred out of that mare La Cucaracha, and More Shades of Gold for Nicole Melander. But Wobbly looks a pretty safe way to start the day.
So Wobbly in the first, and Adam, I suppose you concur here. It's a bit hard to go against a $1.10 favourite.
Yeah, absolutely. Wobbly's one of the best two-year-old trotters we've seen, full stop. Absolutely terrific talent. Only thing I would say is a couple of really astute horsemen have pointed the fact out to me that, you know, he's starting to get a little bit cranky, end of a long season. They need to lead him up to the start with a clerk at a course, so... You know, baby trotters, they can do things wrong. I wouldn't be putting him in my all-ups, but he's got about 40 metres on them, and he should win, barring something unforeseen.
Righto, so that's the first four, the two-year-old Colts and Geldings out the trotters. The two-year-old filly trotters are up in race number two, and the one scratching here is number two, Miss Kaikoura. With this market, Greg, 1 hour, and Nesme is flip of the coin at $2, $2.90 for 11, Aleppo Jewel, and number four, Moonshine Linda, is $5.
One of the short-price favourites here in our Renesme, who I think's got a little bit of a cloud over it. Look, did things wrong in the harness duels, galloped before the start and finished 11th in that race. Moonshine Linda, who's drawn out in start from barrier three with a scratch, and Miss Kaikoura, all that crossed our Renesme at Maryborough in a heat, And I just think if we get to the final, Moonshine Linda, they light it up, I think it might cross our Renesmee. Obviously, our Renesmee can be a little bit fractious at the start. Jack Harrington trains, Dexter Dunn takes the drive. And a horse like Aleppo Jewel off the back row is a big player here. There's been big support for it. Led and won at Pete at Maryborough by 25 metres. If there's a favourite, a short price favourite to go down today, our Renesmee would be the one, my pick, early in the day. I'm happy to have something on Moonshine Linda out in Barrier 4.
Okay, so $5 there for Moonshine Linda. Which way are you going here, Adam?
Yeah, Lepo Jewel, $3.40 into $2.90, and Moonshine Linda, $7.50 into $5. So plenty of money to beat this favourite, our Renesmee. I think our Renesmee is terribly short odds. I think it's absolutely beatable. Nice two-year-old turning filly, but absolutely no star. I think it's a total overreaction to the New Zealand and Dexter Dunn influence here in the market. I think it's about a $3 shot. Couldn't take $2. I'd be going Aleppo Jewel. She's only got it all together once in her three starts, but if she does, I think she's got plenty of ability over her rivals.
The third race is the three-year-old Trotting Colts and Geldings Group 1. The scratchings are four Aldebaran Prince and 10 Truscott Hall has come out as well. With this market, number 13, Jillaby Babamskas at $2.50. 7 Boar Spirits at $3.30. And 9 Empire Bay, Greg, $5.50.
Yeah, look, I think Boar Spirits for Andy and Kate Gaff, a horse that ran fourth in the duels behind Enghine as the outsider, then ran fourth in the New Zealand Trotting Derby behind Enghine as one of the outsiders. Won a heat at Maryborough. And it's taken Andy a little bit of time, but he's got him starting to fire on all cylinders. The big concern for me is the fact that he's drawn out in barrier number 7. But these the New Zealand trotters that come across to Andy, they continue to improve. And I think if he can continue to improve off that Maryborough run, for mine, he's the way to go. Jillaby Babamskas, obviously the favourite in the race, has got that awkward draw to overcome. But I'm happy to have something on War Spirit in race 3.
Okay, so War Spirit there at $3.30. And Adam, do you think the favourite's beatable here, Jillaby Babamskas?
He's just got some good news. I've just arrived in Melton and the sun's just trying to burst its way through the clouds. So might be some reprieve from the challenging weather. But it's a very thin race and I think it's one of the weaker finals of the day, to be honest. Jillaby Babamskas has got a stack on ability, but it does give away a big start and it's still pretty raw. War Spirit, has it got one big run left in the tank? Just looks as though it's, just starting to get a little bit tired towards the end of a long season, but I think one of the two will win. War Spirit's been $3.80 into $3.30. Empire Bay, $7 or as much as $8, in fact, into $5.50. Tricky race for mine. If I had to have a bet, Jillaby Babamskas if it gets closer to $3, guys.
Okay, so that's the third race. We'll take a look at the fourth, and this one is the three-year-old Phillies final. The one scratching is number 10, Lincoln Superstar, with the tab fixed on. Spectacular. She's $1.30. She's very short. And my favourite filly, Hazy Party On's at $3.50. It seems a pretty good price.
Yeah, look, it's still on the back row. And obviously, Party On does have the victory over Spectacular in last year's Breeders' Crown when they were two-year-olds, also in the New South Wales Oaks earlier this season. Spectacular's last three defeats have all come in Group 1. She ran second in the New South Wales Oaks, she ran second in the Victoria Oaks, she ran second in the Vic Bred. Is she getting a complex? She obviously doesn't know she's in these big races, but she tends to find one better. She's drawn well. That's the key here. She should just shoot straight across to the lead. And then Mick Stanley's just got to rate her. She should be winning. Party On, super impressive. Mark Purden and the cross team have done a magnificent job with this horse to get her back racing as well as she is. Luke McCarthy picked for Mark Purden today, but I just think that second row is going to make it tough for her. Spectacular should be winning.
Okay. You're a spectacular man, Adam.
Oh, look, I am, but I couldn't take those odds. $1.50 into $1.30. I think Party On is at least as good as Spectacular. And Luke McCarthy, we've got to respect his opinion. He thinks that Party On is as good as she's been all season. I think this race, if Spectacular leads easily and there's no pressure in that first 300 or 400 metres, then she really should just win because Party On will have to come and sit outside of her. But if Better Be Chevron and it can roar off the gate, makes Spectacular do a fair bit of work early on, Party On can mosey around and we've got a real race on our hands. I'd rather back Party On somewhere between $3.50 and $4 than take $1.30 particular.
Yeah, terrific race. The three-year-old fillies are up at $2.32. The group two, the first of the group twos, is for the four-year-old Entires and Geldings. And the one scratching here is number nine, Carter Bromack. With the tab fixed, Hazy, one Shadow Sacks for Emma Stewart's at $2.40, five Moonrock at $2.70, and $7 then for number three, Don't Hold Back.
Punters are all over Shadow Sacks. 360 was bet now into $2.50. Hasn't had a lot of racing. He's only had six runs in 2 years. Actually ran third behind Our Waikiki Beach in 2015, Breeders' Crown as a two-year-old. Obviously had some issues. This is a good horse's race. Hector JJ won it in 2015, Caribbean Blaster in 2012, David Hercules in 2011. I'm going to be having something on Moonrock, Sonia Smith, Anthony Butt combined. The horse went round in the New Zealand Cup last year behind Lazarus. He ran third in the Vic Bred as a four-year-old. He's been very consistent here in Australia. I know he's drawn outside the favourite. He's going to have to do some work at some stage, but I like Moonrock. I think he's on the up here in Australia.
How do you think Code Black will go, Adam?
I'm not quite sure that that he's up to these. He's had a pretty solid season. You could have something on him a place. So I don't know where he's going to map in the race from Barrier 4. That's the trick. What about Shadow Sack? So not one of the biggest races of the day, but it has been one of the – it's the best back runner. $3.60 into $2.40, despite only having its second run in virtually 2 years. So but Emma Stewart can get them wound right up. Moonrock, you can imagine Anthony Butt's going to try and make it a war. Don't know he'll be able to get to the front, but if he can't, he's got to test Shadow Sax's race fitness. So could be some byways here. I'd lean towards Shadow Sax, but something like Don't Hold Back comes into the mix, I think, now if we can just tamp off the leaders and they go hard.
Race number six is the Breeders' Crown Final for the two-year-old fillies, and My Sweet Chili Filly is the scratching here, which is a shame. Our Better Joy's at $1.80, but the tab fixed. Our Angel of Harlem, Hazy, at $3.50. Down the bottom, 13 Nostra Villa is in the mix too at $5.50.
Yeah, look, I'm going to be backing Nostra Villa here. Our Better Joy actually beat it in the semi-finals going back last week. But sat on the back of Nostra Villa and had the last shot and just got it on the line. Dexter Dunn, obviously back from North America where he competed in the World Driving Championships. He takes the drive on the favourite, Our Better Joy. I know it's got the advantage of the gate, but I'm keen. I'm on Nostra Villa each way all day here. I think it's a good bet. I know the second row's hard to overcome at Melton, but I'll be having something on Nostra Villa.
Okay, so Nostra Villa from Hazy there. And Adam, which way are you leaning in the two-year-old fillies final?
Yeah, real shame My Sweet Chili Filly's out and, the Lauren Tritton return to Group 1 racing story's gone for the day. But interestingly enough, I think the scratching of My Sweet Chili Filly has totally changed my stance on the race. I thought that Chili was the pressure that could undo Our Better Joy. Now I don't see where that pressure is. Nostra Villa may be the one that's got to put the pressure on herself, and that's a very hard way to try and win the race. I think Our Better Joy can get a soft early stage, and that'll win her the race. Her a successful return to Melton for Dexter Dunn. I think she's the standout bet of the day of all the short price favourites.
Okay, Our Better Joy there in the two-year-old fillies final for Crown Dalgety. That's race six at $3.42. Over to race seven, this one's the final for the three-year-old Colts and Geldings. And the one scratching here is number four, Alba Rock. The more the better from Barrier 1 is at $1.65. Eight Stars Align is at $3.20. And 10 Motu Meteor Hazy at $6.
Yeah, the more the better, the dominant favourite from Barrier 1. He was beaten in his semi-final behind our little general who just pinged him late. They ran sub 27 seconds the final 400 metres. I thought he's winning the Queensland Derby was solid. They went 156 for the 26.80, but Mark Purden into him the whole way. I just wonder whether the end of a long season is just starting to tell with the more the better. Deserves to be favourite because of the draw. I don't want to be taking the $1.65, and again, I'm going to have something on Motu Meteor. I know he's drawn the back row, but it just seems everything's timed for this. He's only had a few runs back. They're getting him ready. He was super impressive at Bendigo. I'll be backing Motu Meteor to win the three-year-old Colts and Geldings.
Okay, so Motu Meteor there for Hazy. Adam, do you agree with Greg there?
Simon, this is one of the risks of the day, at particularly the odds of all the better. He's a lovely three-year-old, don't get me wrong, but he's not a superstar, and he's a superstar's price when you consider the opposition. He's again, at best, he's only the third best three-year-old in Mark Purden's team. Yes, the bar's set high, and yes, he's
drawn nicely, but I think it's they're just crazy odds. And he was run down last week after having a relatively comfortable run in front. He's going to have Stars Aligned, one of his main dangers on his back, and I'm with Hagee. I think that timing around Motu Meteor's campaign is beautiful. Let's not forget Motu Meteor placed in the best two derbies in Australia this season, New South Wales Victoria Derby, and also won heats of those series. And he ran home in a really quick last quarter after sitting park last week. Motu Meteor each way forever.
Okay, then, so the more the better. Potable for your quaddies, by the sounds of things. That was race 7. Over to race 8. Here is the group 1 for the 2-year-old Colts and Geldings, and the scratching is number 13, the Roof Raider. With this market, Hazy, number 1, King of Swing is at 260, 9, Poster Boy, 320, 10, Sicario, $4, and 6, Colt, 31, rounds up the top 4 there at 550.
I know when we were over in Canada last week and watching the replays on the harness site with Dexter Dunn and Mark Purden, this was the horse that they were both talking about. He is the King of Swing. He is a really impressive two-year-old. He's a son of Rock and Roll Hanover. Look, he's drawn barrier one. Couldn't have been more impressive in his Bendigo win. He went 27-6, 27-6 his last two quarters, and throwing a 28-3 before that, he was three deep. Super impressive. If he can get off the arm, he should really win. Really nice horse, King of Swing. Ray Green, David Butcher's had success here in Australia, and King of Swing hard to beat off the one in that race.
Okay, so King of Swing, yeah, shooting for four straight, Adam, and you concur?
No, I see it differently, and I'm not playing him down, King of Swing, but I think this has got the most depth of any final. And I really drilled down on the replays, and it's all opinion-driven, Simon, but I thought Colt 31 went as good as King of Swing. If he didn't wobble on the final bend, he goes straight past him. Loved his last 50 metres. I think he's a tremendous chance, but Sicario is the one for me. He just looks a different horse now than what he was probably 6 or 8 weeks ago. Said that to Luke McCarthy, and he said, you're spot on. He's filled out. He's put on 15 kilos. He won without me having to pull the plugs last week. He just feels like he's in the zone right now. So I'm going to go Sicario, and I'm going to have a saver on Colt 31. They're going to be, around the $4 mark Sicario, and you might get about $6 Colt 31.
Because when he first came across from New Zealand, he was a little disappointing at Menangle Sicario, wasn't he? But now he's just starting to fill out a bit more.
Well, he was a coat hanger. There wasn't much of him, and you just kept looking at this big raw frame thinking he's going to be a better three-year-old, but he's actually thrived on the racing and developed as the season's gone on. So, again, Luke is adamant that this horse has not been any better this season than he is right now today.
Okay, so that's Sicario up in race 8 at 4.52. The group 1 for the 3-year-old trotting fillies is race 9, and number 12 is the scratching here, Downtown Miss. With this market, Greg, $1.55 for number 5, Dance Craze, and $3 for 8, Unbelalua.
Yeah, well, the only two recent defeats for Dance Craze were at the hands of Unbelalua, the stable mate, got beaten in the Victoria Trotters Derby, and then also ran second in the Need for Speed. So Unbelalua picked up a couple of big ones there, but I really think this is the one for Dance Craze. One of the short price favourites today that should just win, Nathan Jack Drives for Anton Galino, very safe filly. And I think he'll be winning that race. I'll take the shorts.
Okay, so pretty keen on Dance Craze there. Adam, Unbelalua, a chance of knocking it off?
Oh, look, she is, but it just depends on if that scenario unfolds, that Nathan Jack's able to balance Dance Craze up, work forward and get the lead cheaply, then Unbelalua's got an explosive sprint, but will probably be standing up Dance Craze, too big a star, off some soft section, so... Dance Craze, $1.80 into $1.55. One of the best back runners all day, fixed odds. And almost regardless of what happens, you'd think that Anton Galino will be taking home the prize. He trains both Dance Craze and Unbelalua.
That's the final group one for the day. And race 10, the last race, is for the mares at group 2 level. Now, there's no scratchings here. Two Heavens Trend is at $3.10. 9 Rock and Roll Magic and 1 Just Rock On by Greg are both at $5.
Yeah, if there's going to be a rough result, this could be the race.
It's a trick race, Hazy.
I definitely don't want to have anything to do with the favourite at that quote. I'm going to be throwing something on Gina Grace.
I know she was beaten a fair way by a three-year-old filly last time out in the Baby Link Stakes at Menangle, but prior to that, she was a 152 winner. She was on the speed that day. She's obviously drawn the back row. Kevin Pizzuto, he knows what he's doing. He's got his team absolutely on fire. And I think $14 each way is just a fantastic bet. Probably a one by three, a bet like that. Have more on the place than the win, but I'll be having something on Gina Grace in that race.
So $14 for the Tab Fixed Odds for Gina Grace. And so you honestly think that there could be something, a double figure odds that will win this, Adam?
I have no idea what's going to go on here. The punters disagree with Hazy and I, I've got to say, because Heaven's Trend has been 380 into 310 and really well backed, but I couldn't go near it. Just Rock On Bolo's a big chance from the pole, $5. It does look a safe each-way option. There's so much gate speed on the front row here. I think there's going to be heat early on. Look, if pushed to have a suggested bet, maybe Rockstar Angel each-way, driven super cold. If they go hard early, I could see her storming home late. But such a tricky way to finish the day, guys.
Okay. Well, so your best bet, or you think the best on the card, Adam, is our bit of joy?
I do, for those that don't mind stepping into the shorties, but I don't think you'll be far away if you go each way, no two media as well in the three-year-old Colton Gelding final.
Okay, thanks very much for your time, Adam, and enjoy the afternoon ahead.
Good on you, Simon. Thanks for your time, mate. Good luck, hey. See you there.
And Greg, your best, mate, before we let you go?
I'm really keen on King of Swing. I think he's a really nice two-year-old. I know Adam's keen to play a little wider there, maybe throw something on Sicario, but I'm really keen on King of Swing. I do agree with him. I think Motu Meteor is a great each-way bet in his race.
No, thanks very much for the help with the preview, Greg, and enjoy Melton today.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
So Greg Hayes and Adam Hamilton there. It's 9 minutes to 11. In just a moment, Dave Carlson with Chasing Rewind.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And he can't forget Suave fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab. We love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
A massive Friday is coming up on the Central Coast and Sky Sports Radio will be there. Holding centre stage is the $160,000 Wyong Cup.
Slow pace for Thompson, digs into it.
Join us from 10 Friday morning when Racing HQ brings you Wyong Cup Day winners. Sky Sports Radio.
101 classic hits featuring the Beach Boys and John Farnham. Sing along with Billy Joel, U2 and Bryan Adams. 101 classic hits. It has something for everyone.
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world,
but Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
We've had some terrific greyhound racing over the last couple of nights, and helping us out with this morning's edition of Chasing Rewind is Dave Carlson. Good morning, Dave.
Simon, good morning. I tell you what, it's great to follow Adam Hamilton and Greg Hayes. Those boys have been travelling around so much. Hazy in Canada about a week ago. He hasn't got a front door key anymore. He just puts his boarding pass.
Yeah, no, there are a couple of big shoes to fill there, Dave, so we better get stuck into it, mate. Shall we start with the blacktop from Friday night?
Absolutely. Congratulations to Jason McKay. Champion conditioner, champion bloke. Took out the Group 2 with Mr. Twister. Mr. Twister, of course, no stranger to group victories, and another great advertisement that greyhound is for the Richmond Riches. And Mr. Twister from box 6 had moved out in the draw after the week before, but dominated in 29-44, leading all the way. Aqua Cheetah looked a chance, I thought, coming off the back for Jason and Shona Thompson. But I spoke to Jason, who was on track the same night where I was at Albion Park, and Jason said no. Once Mr. Twister was in the lead, the greyhound was unleadable. Broke 5 seconds to the first mark, Simon, 29-44. Jason McKay, congratulations. You've won a group race in your home area.
Now, let's have a listen to Mr. Twister winning the blacktop on Friday night.
racing now. Aston Bolero jump good, nice their way. Mr. Twister, he runs to the lead. Second place, Aquachuta down and out of the straight. They were followed two lengths away by Lord Jack. Aston Bolero as they stride to the back. And out wide was Shipping Ching, followed by 2J. Second last, Riley Tokama and Coromis down the back. Mr. Twister, the leader. Second place, Aquachuta a length away as these two good greyhounds come to the turn together. Three lengths away to Lord Jack, the leader, Mr. Twister. He's kicking strongly, and he's too good for Aquachuta. In third place, Lord Jack, fourth to finish.
Yeah, great call, Johnny Mack there. So Mr. Twister taking out the blacktop over Aquachuta and Lord Jack. And Dave, I wonder how this greyhound got its name, because it's a type of lure. A Mr. Twister's a type of fishing lure. I wonder if that's what it's named after.
I don't know, maybe Jason likes a little bit of fishing in his spare time, if he's actually got any spare time. So he might be one of those recreational fishers. I'm a bit like that. I'm a bit of a tag and release kind of bloke.
So the favourite was out of the top four there, Aston Bolero, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought Aston Bolero would lead. Most of us did, but it didn't work out that way, and Aston Bolero was never in it.
Now, on Albion Park's card on Friday night, we had a couple of terrific races there. First of all, Dave, let's have a listen to Jury taking out the national sprint.
Racing. Gonna do rev out fast. So too was Jury. Now Aston DB is roaring down the outside, and Gold Lenny trying to get into the picture as well. Jury out of the straight, ducked away by about four. There was trouble involving Max Profit and Bewildering. They both got skittled. Jury by five on Aston DB, starting to close. Then Gold Lenny on fire, Beckon Street, and further back was Max Profit on the turn. Jury by three. Aston DB has the last shot. Jury in front of Aston DB. Jury for Queensland by four.
Okay, so Jury representing Queensland there, taking out the national sprint. Our representative, Dave Beckon Street, ran fourth.
Yeah, a good run from the baby of the field, and all things being equal, as the great PA would say, Christine and Alan Proctor will line Beckon Street up in the heat to the big race, the Bob Payne, coming up at Wentworth Park next Saturday night. But Beckon Street ran well, but you could have heard the crowd, I reckon, in Beenleigh, or maybe even in Sydney. Queenslander went up when Jury for Tony Brett in the three run across the line in first place. Terrific first session, 5 and 55, 29 and 88. He's a master conditioner, Tony Brett, and Jury was just too good. Pinned the lids beautifully. Aston DB out of the eight, got away okay, but not quite as fast as I thought. And Bewildering also for Jason and Shona Thompson, copped a shirt front from the West Australian Max Profit, who didn't handle the first turn okay. But Jury, once in front and highballing, was always going to prove very, very hard to beat, and it took it out. So Queensland hosting the Nationals for the first time since 2011, where they won the sprint title with Mets Magic, took it out with Jury. And as the headline said in the dogs.com.au, Jury got the verdict.
Absolutely. And a couple of races later, we had the best stayers in the land up in the distance championship final.
They're away, fair to bail out in a big, big hurry. As expected, Easy Big Easy Red goes up to tackle, followed there by Ramifications, Bogey, Beckham, outside pass going to midfield. Well back, Shimmer Sun, burn one down, second last with Ebby Ripper, a lap to go. Fair to bail by two, Big Easy Red second. Two lengths outside pass, charging up to third. Three away then the Taswegian, Shimmer Sun, followed by Burn One Down, and then came Bogey Beckham, Ramifications, and Ebby Ripper. Along the back, Fanta Bale has increased her lead. Four lengths to break on Big Easy Red. Better make that five. Then outside pass. Burn One Down getting into the clear is going to rush home. Fanta Bale the first for the judge. Burn One Down will charge home late. Fanta Bale in front. Fanta Bale beat Burn One Down in a thriller. Third Big Easy Red.
Yeah, there you go. So Fanta Bale there hanging on from box one. Was it the box you think that won at the race, Dave?
Well, Fanta Bale's now won six from seven when drawing the rails and was placed at the other run. And, look, Rob Britton, what a champion trainer he is. He sharpened her up with a run and a very good run, a trial over the sprint journey in Melbourne the week prior. She jumped to the lead, and when she did that, I thought she's going to be awfully hard to beat. Once again, the Thompson Kennel had to settle for the bridesmaid's check, Burn One Down, producing his customary late dash, but Fanta Bale was just outstanding in 41 and 71. That's here, and quite fittingly, she won the national distance title after taking out the Australian Greyhound of the Year award the night before.
Yeah, terrific night from Albion Park last Friday day. We're running out of time quickly. It's going fast. Was there anything else that's happened over the weekend you'd like to touch on?
Well, I just thought, like, on Thursday night, there was some really good heats at a Group 3 maiden at Dapto. So next Thursday night, I know Timmy Newbolt's really looking forward to that. And, of course, there was the Cranbourne Classic as well, the final. I'll talk more about all of those on Going Greyhounds tomorrow morning, 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio. And then, of course, on the Catching Pen, 6:30, Sky Racing 2, Tuesday evening with my co-host, James Vandermaar.
Ah, good stuff. We'll catch you then. Thanks very much for your help, Dave, and enjoy your Sunday afternoon.
I'm on my way to work, Sky 1 at 1 o'clock. See you there, Simon.
Good on you, Dave. Here he is, Disco Dave Carlton. It's right on 11 o'clock.